Hey everybody, it's Dick Vitale of ESPN and ABC. Hey, let me tell you something. You're talking sports with Randy Harris, baby. You better listen. He's awesome with a capital A.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Dungeon here studio. Matt's running around the country. So far, real quickly, because the guest's on the line, where have you been so far?
We started in New Orleans, went to Branson, Missouri, St. Louis, Chicago, Milwaukee, and I just checked into Green Bay. That's our next stop. I'm not sure if there's anything to do up there.
There's not.
There's anything to see in Green Bay, but we'll find out in about 2 hours.
Okay, there's not, but we'll get to that after our next guest. Our next guest gets ready to enter back into the octagon this weekend, UFC out at the Apex Center. Let's welcome Kaitlin Williams. Chaos, how are you?
Pretty good, man. You know, I'm blessed to be here, man. Just happy to get back in the cage.
We appreciate your time. It's just the beginning of fight week. How do you get through the next couple days?
I mean, you know, really, man, I'm already there. You know, the work's been done. I just really got to stay busy, you know, just mentally just stay focused. And that's really it, you know, just let the days go by. It'd be dragging a little bit, you know, dealing with the weight cuts and stuff like that. But besides that, that's really it.
What type of athlete are you? The fact that, you know, I always make the Rocky Balboa reference when he fought Clubber Lang and, you know, Clubber's or Mr. T's photos up there and he's looking at it every morning. I mean, are you have to stay focused on Saturday or do you try to just, you know, let the day go through, try to keep your mind busy, not thinking about the fight?
Oh, man, you know, I mean, this is just, I fought so long, man. I feel like I've been fighting my whole life, man. So it's just another walk in the park for me, man. Just another day in the office. About to go out there and have some fun. I'm fully focused, and you know, I'm just ready to go out there and do what I got to do.
When you're walking to the octagon, and I've asked a lot of fighters this and obviously gotten a lot of different answers, what are you thinking? I mean, are you focusing on just singing your walkout song to stay focused? Are you thinking about the fight, or are you thinking about what you're going to eat after the fight? What's going through your mind as you're walking to the cage?
I mean, no, really, man, I just think about all I've been through. Get me there. You know, I know that I believe in myself, and that's really what, as I'm stepping into the cage, I'm just telling myself to, you know, just keep being that diamond that you know you are and be extraordinary.
Do you still reside in Detroit?
Yeah, I do.
But what do we...
I train all over, though, so like...
Right.
But you have to reside in Detroit, though.
What do we need to do? You and I need to come together. We need to get more people. We need to get to Dana. We need the UFC to return back to Detroit.
Yeah, we definitely do, man. The Little Caesars Arena, man. They definitely been asking for me, man. If y'all look on my Instagram, too, y'all see the Detroit Pistons, man. Shout out to them, too. You know, they rock with me. They put me on the screen, man. They you know what I mean? I do a couple not really like business, like personal business. But, you know, I know a lot of the employees and stuff, too, that deal with them, so... Yeah, we really, man, I don't know, man, probably just me. I guess I just got to go keep doing what I've been doing, you know, first come Saturday, catch another body. I mean, then get me on another car after that, full of fans. And I mean, just show Dana and everybody else, you know, the energy that I'm coming with. And, you know, once I get a couple more bodies, get back on this winning streak that I already know I'm about to get back on, you know, we can get back and the world get back to normal, stuff like that, man. We need to bring the love. The UFC back to the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit.
I've traveled covering the UFC since the very beginning, UFC 1. I've traveled all over the country, all over the world. And one of my favorite places that I've ever gone to was Detroit. Just there's so much else to do there. You know, not just the UFC fight and obviously all the sports there. One of my favorite places, and I have to be really careful because I've screwed this up a couple times, Hardcore Pawn, which is located right outside of Detroit. Have you ever been there?
No, I haven't.
You need to go check that place out. You had a reality TV show. Seth Gold, a very good friend of mine. It's really a cool place. But there's so much to do that. Hitsville, USA, I went there. And it's just it's a perfect city to build around to go and enjoy a couple days and then go see some fights at Little Caesars.
Yeah, definitely.
You mentioned the Detroit Pistons. Are you a fan of any other sports?
I mean, I am, man. You know, I'm an athlete, so I love watching sports, man. Basketball, football, you know, obviously boxing and UFC, the MMA. You know, I just really I just really, man, just love the entertainment. But me being an athlete and myself, man, I be so focused doing my own thing. You know, I don't really got time to really pay attention to everything like I would.
Sure. Are you a collector of memorabilia? And, you know, I talk a lot about Panini. I've done stuff with them, you know, for many, many years. Have you seen the new Panini UFC cards? Have you gotten any yet?
I have, man. I had a couple fans send me some. You know, they wanted to send me some, and I had some send me some, wanted me to autograph them, send them back to them, stuff like that. And then a couple people that I know that have been following me for a little minute. But, yeah, man, the cards, man, they're pretty nice, man.
Do you have some? And if not, would you like some?
Yes, I would like some, sure. I mean, I only got a couple.
Okay. Well, it just so happens that you know somebody who knows somebody. So I'll get in touch with you after the show. I'll get you the email address to the head PR guy at Panini who has okayed all this. And then he'll send some product out to you, you know, for you to go through and open up and have a good time. What do you know about your opponent? And is that even important? Because it's what you're going to do in the fight, or do you need to know a lot about the opponent?
I mean, at the end of the day, man, you know, I know he's dangerous. I know he's here for a reason. You know, it's not really too much that I really need to speak on about him. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's all about me. I'm the one that's in there. I got to just go out there and do what I do. You know, he in the way.
And you got to get him out of the way.
Yeah, exactly. Right. You know, he in my way, you know.
What's the craziest, strangest, funniest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight that you were in?
The craziest thing I would probably say was getting bit. Somebody bit me before in the fight. Mouthpiece on and everything. Like I had him mounted, and I was under, and he was underneath me, and he bit me, like bit my nipple.
Wow.
And I'm curious what happened after that, because I was at a UFC fight where Wes Sims got bit by Mike Kyle. Plain as day, basically in the same area, and they said he never got bit, yet you could see the bite mark on Wes's chest.
Yeah, you could see the bite mark on me too, but the thing was, they didn't give him a warning. Like, I don't even know if they gave him a warning or nothing. Like, took a point away or nothing. I was just like, man, he biting me. And they just, like, stopped and then got back to it. Like, I'm like, it's crazy, man. It was more when I first started, though, but that's still probably the most craziest experience I've ever had.
Definitely crazy. This is one of the questions I'd like to ask, you know, just to get to know you a little bit. You can invite four people over for dinner. Anybody living, passed away, real or fictitious, but it can't be family. It can't be, you know, guys or females from the gym.
I'll probably get Grant Cardone. I probably have Elon Musk. It's all business people that I'm getting, you know what I'm saying? It's all about business. Sure. So I'll probably get like Grant Cardone, Elon Musk. I'll probably get Floyd. Floyd, you know, he's pretty brilliant. I'll probably get Floyd. And Jay-Z, too. I get Jay-Z, too, just because, you know, I've listened to him for forever. So, you know.
It's a nice little dinner. Go ahead, Matt. Go.
Yeah. Hey, Castle. So, back to that about the fight and about being bitten. You know, how do you feel about the rules as far as, like, not taking points away and allowing guys to do little infractions to get them advantages, such as grabbing the fence or clinching or doing things with a need opponent or playing that possum game? You know, do you think the fight game would change and the quality of fights would go up if they're more stern with penalties?
I'm kind of 50-50 because it's like, sometimes you do, sometimes, you know, nobody's perfect. And when you're fighting, sometimes you might do things and it really is an accident. You know, like, I feel like being bitten, that's definitely not an accident. But I mean, like, sometimes, say if you're against the cage and you just fall, like, you know, say if you, like, against the, like, say if you fall near the cage and you just, like, your arm's slapping around and you just so happen to grab it on an accident or something like that, that's, like, different. If you continue to keep doing it, yeah, but I feel that certain things, you know, we in there fighting, and it's kind of just human nature, you know?
No, definitely. Maybe you can explain this to me. And now, I'm a licensed judge in the state of Florida. I've judged fights for a long, long time. And I'm still trying to figure out the difference between a warning and a stern warning.
I really don't know the difference. I really don't know the difference either, man. Probably, shoot, I feel like they the same thing.
Right? You know, it kills me. You got a warning, and then I've seen them go, now this is a stern warning. So really, you're getting two warnings, three warnings, and it kills me. Finally, one question regarding Saturday night. What can the fans expect when you get back into the octagon?
The fans, man, you know, they can expect an electric fire show from me, man. I always show up and I always put on for the fans. You know, that's why all my people call me the people champ, you know, because I'm for the people, man. You know, I'm in there fighting myself, but, you know, I'm doing this for the people, man. You know, we got to put on a show so they can expect an electrifying fight, you know.
Awesome. We can't wait to see you back on Saturday. Kaitlin, we're going to hook you up with a care package from Ape Man Strong for coming on today, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Appreciate
your time. Have fun on Saturday, all right?
Yeah, we'll do.
There you go. Chaos is about to have more chaos on Saturday. All right, let's go hit a break when we come back. One segment, just you and me. I can hardly wait to see where that goes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Steve Young. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris, straight from Tampa Bay.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Will Allen from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the bunker, slowly putting studio together, slowly working on the Twitch site, may even bring back a website. A lot of good stuff in the very near future. But something else that's in the very near future, Matthew. I was going to have Damon Feldman on today, and we decided to wait because
celebrity boxing.
He will be at the BKFC next week. So when we go down and do the special Thursday broadcast, Damon's going to pop in and be on and talk about what's next for his organization.
That's awesome. I just saw that their women are next. He's doing a casting call for celebrity boxing for women. And obviously coming off of the Lamar Odom victory over Aaron Carter. So, it looks like celebrity boxing is picking up steam and moving forward.
Now, does Lamar Odom, like, pound his chest like he did something? Or does he, like, when he scores a touchdown, like he's been there before, he beat Aaron Carter?
I don't know. I don't know how you... I mean, can you really celebrate beating up a boy band member? I mean,
well, it depends.
I got backups
hold on,
here.
Hold on. Hopefully we can work on your audio so you can hear what I'm telling you to hold on. Because there's some boy band members that, yeah, it would say something. Like, if Lamar Odom could take out Donnie Wahlberg, you know, or Mark Wahlberg. You know, guys that work out and train and all that kind of stuff. And yeah, that's something you can pound your chest on. I mean, would your daughter pound her chest if she took you out?
She does every day.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's
expected.
I introduced them to, in Branson, Missouri, we went to the Hertz Donut Company. And so I introduced them to the slang of, hey, do you want a Hertz Donut? And then I punched them. So for the last 3 days, they've been punching and kicking me. And every time they shot, you know, Hertz Donut open, then they celebrate every single victory. Every time they punch me in the gut.
Yeah, but see, that would be like Lamar Odom celebrating Aaron Carter. It's expected.
Yeah, I mean, what about Kevin Durant versus Lamar Odom? And then you could bring the bodyguard, because then wasn't there like an on-court scrum? Kevin Durant's real-life bodyguard stormed the court to protect him.
We could bring the media member that found Lamar Odom in outside of Vegas.
Oh, God.
It could be a tag team.
You know who that was?
Yeah, I know who it was.
Oh, okay.
You know, he's also a comedian. He's also a comedian. He does a lot with Adam Hunter.
Oh, okay.
So he was just doing a side gig, not knowing what to expect. I think I watched the most disturbing thing on TV, the most disturbing wrestling show. You know, I've been watching a lot of those behind the mat, behind the mic, behind, you know, all those names. I don't even know what the names are. You know, we watched the Macho Man one, the one on Owen Hart. You know, there's been quite a few. But the other night we watched the Jake the Snake one. That was disturbing. And when I spoke to Diamond Dallas Page the other day, and I kind of mentioned it, you know, he commented correctly. It really wasn't on Jake the Snake. It was more on his dad. And I'm going to say the word alleged just because I don't want to be sued, but there was a lot of pedophile stuff that was talked about. Jake, when he went to go live with his dad, Jake's father sent his wife in to Jake. Just some weird, awful, bad stuff. And then
didn't well known that DDP saved Jake the Snake's. Didn't he, like, pick him up and rescue him when he was in...
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't see the show. I haven't seen the documentary.
Well, they didn't talk about that. Yeah, that wasn't involved in it at all. It had nothing to do with it.
Oh, really?
You know, like I said, I was a little shocked because so far a lot of them have been on that athlete. You know, I think it was last night or the night before we watched about the Road Warriors. And, you know, that whole thing. And the Road Warriors were one of my favorite tag teams. And they explained, you know, a lot of people knew the Road Warriors, and then a lot of people knew that they were also called Legion of Doom. And they explained why they came up with the name Legion of Doom. When they left, and they then eventually came over to the WWEF, I don't remember which it was, you know, they already had the Ultimate Warrior, the Dingo Warrior, you know, they had a bunch of warriors. So that's where the Legion of Doom came from. And it was pretty interesting from guys that, you know, I grew up watching and enjoyed watching. And it was also heartbreaking that the one died like mid-40s.
Well, just recent, right? Like a year? Within the year?
Well, no. The other one just recently passed. Laryngitis was the one who just passed away. So that would have been... I can't keep Animal and Hawk. But they all came from Minnesota. It was a great big, you know, group of guys there in the Minnesota area. So one of the funniest things was that they were sitting at a table and all talking. And the one guy said he had a cramp. And he was on a plane. And he went to the bathroom and got a cramp where literally he had his leg outside the door on the plane while he was going to the bathroom. And the I don't know, what are they called? I can't think of what they're
called. Flight attendants.
I didn't want to use the old word. The flight attendants like held, kind of like he missed weight. They had these towels up, you know, so that he could go to the bathroom and then figure out how to get out when he couldn't, you know, bend his leg.
Wow.
Kind of interesting.
Oh, man, we talk about it being a scripted sport. A lot of people call it sport. But to have the size and the weight and the momentum and the velocity of doing those moves off the top rope and the abuse that they take with metal chairs and ladders. I mean, you know, they have probably one of the hardest jobs on the planet. Even though it's scripted, the wear and tear is real, and those guys are broken at the end of their career.
It
says a lot about what GSP. GSP just spoke about how he walked away on top. He walked away with his health. He walked away with his money, financially stable. That he left the game, and where a lot of fighters end up broken and broke at the end of their careers. And GSP took a different route, and he's probably one of the only few that may be able to say that they did it that way. At least back in that day when UFC was only paying $3,000 to show and $3,000 to win, you know, at the beginning of his career.
Yeah, well, towards the end of his career, he was making good money, and then he just recently came out and said how he would bet on himself. You know,
yeah. So
here he's making X, and now he's making X amount more because he is, you know, betting on himself. So. You know, I found that
B. Rose bet on himself, or didn't B. Rose do the same thing?
No, Pete Rose didn't do that. He didn't bet on himself.
He bet on some.
He periodically bet on the Reds, so he didn't necessarily bet on himself.
He should be. I've been to 2 Hall of Fames this week. I wish I could go to a Hall of Fame that Pete Rose was in.
Well, he may be in one, but he's not in the one in Cooperstown.
That's true. There's Hall of Fames. There are Hall of Fames for everything. Like what's the craziest or coolest or weirdest, most awkward, Hall of Fame you've ever been to?
The Hall of Really Good Internet Hall of Fame. So hopefully,
my internet bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
Is it really? I got 4 bars. It says I got a strong connection.
Yeah, no, you're cut. Every once in a while, you cut in and out. So don't move around.
Do
some interviews and people are on phones. Don't walk around with the computer and the headset and all. Just stay still. And but you know, there's crazy Hall of Fames. There's Hall of Fames for everything. My buddy Dave Raymond started the Mascot Hall of Fame, which I'm a little upset that I'm not in because I was the St. Pete Pelican. And I just found that photo. When I was going through the shed, I found the old photo that was in the St. Pete Times of me as the Pelican stretching.
Now, would being a St. Louis Bat Boy could be considered a mascot? Because I was at Busch Stadium this week, and I was trying to get in using your, you know, name pull. And I was like, hey, do you know Randy Harris? He said it was okay for me to go in the field, take a couple photos. They're like, absolutely not. I'm like, well, he is your Bat Boy. And they're like, when? I was like, I probably like 1906. I was like, but I don't know what year exactly. And they're like, absolutely not. You cannot come in.
Yeah. Well, see, if I would have known, I could have given you names. But if you would have asked me, of course, I wouldn't have answered the phone. So, you know, I wouldn't give those names up.
I didn't go to Iowa. I was going to go to Davenport, but I didn't hear a response back. And I'm like, you know, it's a long way out of my way if I can't get a hold of anybody.
Exactly, as well you should.
But if you want to get a hold of Duke Rufus and let him know I'm just down the street, I'm 11 minutes away. I'll be there shortly. I want to check out the legendary gym, and who knows who you're going to see in there.
Well, that's true. I mean, you're
actually
right.
Speaking of not knowing who you're going to see or meet, I was in Branson, Missouri. I met a guy who owns a company in Little Rock. They do CBD and they grow seeds and farms and hemp. And apparently his best friend is Violent Bob Ross's, Luis Peña's stepdad. They grew up together, friends, and so he knows Luis and is a big fan. And so I told him how, you know, we knew Luis from the UFC and from the 25th anniversary event. And just a small world.
Definitely a small world. And it's small time to hit another break. When we come back, our final guest of today's show will have the other fighter from last night. He was the number one pick in the draft by your champion, Ryder Rhino Newman, when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Some. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Debbie Checker, right here talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Two segments left. Everything has almost gone as scheduled, as is what's about to happen as we continue talking MMA, UFC, what happened last night on TUF. Let's welcome to the program Ryder Newman. Rhino, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
We appreciate your time. I understand we just had Trayshawn on as well. We're about 8 days now into filming, correct?
Yes, sir.
Tell us, you know, your first thoughts. You're in the van. They pull up to the house. Again, you're probably more familiar than most because you live in Vegas. What was your first thoughts, and what's the first thing you did when you got in the house?
You know, first thing you did when you get in the house, you want to check everything out, you know? So immediately, you also kind of want to find your room. So I immediately found the room I liked the best, threw my stuff in there, and then I explored all over the house. You know, checked out the backyard, hopped in the pool, just made myself comfortable. It was an amazing home to be in.
How long, you know, is it until you first sit down, you start talking, you know, the first day, I don't know when the actual, you know, quote unquote, tryout, workout, you know, backyard draft was. But, you know, are you already starting to talk to everybody in there, or are you kind of standoffish until you figure out who, what, where, and how?
Man, so what they did actually is they put us in a hotel quarantine for about a week before we moved in the house. And so during that quarantine time, we could go and work out in the gym and stuff in the hotel. We couldn't leave the hotel. We could just go work out in the gym. So every now and then you'd be going to work out in the gym and you'd see, you know, another guy around your side, shadow box. Oh, this guy's for sure on the Ultimate Fighter too. So you kind of get a little idea of who's in your group. And then we did our medicals before we moved in the house. And then they legit put us in our groups, like, to do our medicals. And so you get custom, you're talking to some people. And then, once again, one more thing before we moved in the house, we had a media day. And that's where the guys that got selected to move in the house all came together. And then we were talking, getting to know each other. So before we moved in the house, we all did have a little, you know, awareness of who we were living with, who we would, you know, be good training with and stuff like that. So, I mean, it was cool getting to know everybody a little bit before we moved into the house.
Before you actually got started. I do want to say this, and I didn't say this to Trayshawn. I wanted to kind of wait and say this to you first. I've been involved with the UFC since day one. I've covered every tough, blah, 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 blah. And last night was probably one of my favorite episodes. And I know it's reality TV, and we may not have seen certain things, but last night's episode, to me, was what mixed martial arts is supposed to be about. It seemed very professional. Your conversation with Trayshawn, the fact that, and I want to even ask you about it, and you said it in the show last night, you wanted to fight who you thought was the best on the other team. And I think that said a whole lot about you, what MMA is supposed to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, no, man, another really cool thing about this season is everyone in the house is absolutely awesome. Another really cool thing about this season is everyone in the house is absolutely awesome. Everyone is good people. Trayshawn was actually in my medical group, so I actually got to know Trayshawn. Was one of the first guys I got to know before I moved in the house. And, you know, so I was looking up Trayshawn and stuff. You know, you're going to check out who your people are. And I knew right from the get-go Trayshawn was going to be one of the tougher guys in the house. So to me, I'm here to make a statement for myself. I want to fight the best guys in the world. You know, to beat the best, you got to be the best. And there's nothing but love between me and Trey. You know, he went out and did what he had to do. The kid's a stud. But yeah, man, it was absolutely awesome, you know, being a part of it, you know, even living with him and stuff. It was a cool experience. He's a good kid. Nothing but love and respect. It's how the sport goes, you know. It's a crazy sport.
Definitely. And I loved the Ric Flair reference to, you know, like, to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You know, another thing that kind of hit me, and, you know, I was in the military and we did what's called a fast cruise. And that's where we're docked to the pier, but we have to, quote unquote, pretend like we're underway. So for 2 days, we had to pretend like we were in the middle of the ocean. I eventually left for 6 months. But these 2 days, to me, was the toughest because we were attached to a pier. What, do you think it was difficult for you that you live in Vegas, yet, you know, you can't leave the house? It's all house-related. Was it a little strange knowing that literally you could almost walk home?
Man, it was so crazy, Randy. So actually, every day we drove to the UFC Apex. I train at Extreme Couture. And so where our house was, the Ultimate Fighter house, to where the gym was, we had to pass Extreme Couture every day to go to the gym. We passed it coming back from the gym. So, I mean, every day I was seeing some of my teammates going into practice, some of my coaches leaving practice. It was crazy because I'm right there, but I'm not there, you know?
Right.
You know, but I also look at it like this. The Ultimate Fighter House, being away from everything, you're completely disconnected from society. No phones, no TV, no radio, no nothing. And I looked at that as a blessing. It was an absolute blessing to get away from the world, completely disconnect myself, and absolutely just focus on my career and, you know, being the best version of myself as a person and as a fighter.
Talk to us about, and we're only talking up through last night, so about 8 days in. You guys have not gotten off to a very good start. You know, how's the team reacting? How's everything in the house? I understand it's about to get crazy, but how is it up to this point?
Man, you know, the vibe was definitely down. You know, Team Volk didn't start off hot, but we still kept our energy high. And we still just kept going. We kept moving forward. We showed up to practice, enthusiastic. I mean, I feel like Team Volk was another blessing to be on Team Volkanovski. Not hating on Ortega or any of them, but being on Volkanovski's team, it really was a family away from family. Volkanovski and his whole crew are amazing people. They're funny. They're in good spirits all the time. You know, so even though we started off not hot, you know, we didn't start off the best, we showed up to practice every day with a lot of energy, good energy, and we just continued to get better and move forward. You know, can't give any spoilers away, but, you know, we did our thing. It was a good time, and we kept the spirits high. And you have to give mad props to Volkanovski because he's an amazing coach, and he really lifted everyone's energy up and kept everyone in good spirits.
Obviously, you've been, you know, in training centers, in camps, you know, all that kind of stuff. How quick, you know, you're now picked by Alex. You're now training with Alex. Was it like instant, you know, like you've known him the whole time? You know, we saw him working out with you and all that kind of stuff. Or is that just something MMA-wise that it's just, it happens?
Man, you know, it was crazy, you know. I know at the trials, man, I gave it my everything. I felt really good, really busted my butt. You know, they saw that. You know, they saw that I was in good shape. They saw that I showed up, you know, ready to go. And I think they liked that. They really liked my style, too. But, yeah, man, it was an absolute blessing to be on Team Volk's team. To be picked was, you know, an honor. To be picked first was an honor. I mean, yeah, I kind of expected to be picked first, though, too, you know, because I showed up and I busted my butt. But, yeah, like a week before, Alex actually came to Extreme Couture. And because I, you know who Sugar Ray Cepho is?
Oh, yeah. I know Ray well.
Yeah, so Ray's one of my head coaches at Extreme. So me and Ray were, like, moving around. And Alex actually showed up and was watching me and Ray move around and spar a little bit. And then Ray after introduced me to Alex. So I had a little bit of, you know, I met Alex before the show. And Alex had some knowledge about me. He got watching me move the legend and stuff. And so I think that definitely had a big influence, too, on, you know, and picking me first and being on his team.
Sure. And just on a side note, Ray and I go way back. Matter of fact, I just got off the elevator. I want to say it was in Cleveland where the elevator fell.
Oh, no way.
I literally just got off on a floor, and then it fell with him and CB Dalloway and all those guys. So, yeah, good or bad.
Gosh, Ray was talking about it. That's so funny. Yeah, Ray's the man. That's funny.
Definitely a cool guy. So, not to make this about me, but I'm just throwing a reference here. So many years ago, I owned a small company doing, they're called Notice to Owners. I was involved in a Guinness Book of World Records event. We played softball for 4.5 days nonstop. Everybody else, you know, when our team is batting or their team is batting, they're resting, they're eating, they're going to the bathroom. But I own this small business. So I'm on a payphone. That shows you how long ago it was. I'm on a payphone making calls and doing this stuff for my business. You were not able to do that, and you have a business. Did that kind of bother you and drive you a little crazy?
You know, yeah, a little bit. But the girls I had that were doing our recurring cleaning clients here and everything, I trusted, and they actually held it down. They did a great job. Shout out to Elizabeth. She's one of our head cleaners. And, you know, I couldn't take on any – I didn't take on any new clients while I was gone, but we, you know, kept us steady with our recurring clients. And, you know, the girls did an amazing job. You know, our clients are all happy. It's definitely good. You know, it's very relieving to be back, to be able to run it and make sure everything's going smooth, you know, and pick up more clients and stuff. But, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I was a little nervous thinking about that in the house. But, there's definitely, you know, a big relief coming out knowing that we kept our clients and the girls did
right.
an amazing job, you know. But yeah, so definitely a little nervous, but I had faith in the girls. They did an amazing job.
So basically you just said you are taking on some new clients.
Yeah. We're picking up. Starting to pick up
some time. I may have a new client for you. That's why, you know, so I may have somebody for you. My brother owns a company and he has a branch on Sahara just off of Las Vegas Boulevard.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. So we'll be in touch. We'll definitely talk. You also in your video, you were talking about hiking, and I think a lot of people don't understand, and you kind of said it in your clip. There's more to Vegas than just that, you know, 5 miles on the strip. Talk about some of those other things, you know, that you did like. I've been to Red Rock. It's incredible. But talk about some of the other places, because I'll be there in a couple weeks, and I want to go hiking somewhere.
Man, there's so many amazing spots to get out of Vegas. People don't even realize it. I mean, where I like to go, it's a little quick drive out of Vegas, and where that video that's actually, I have in my home video, that place is called the Wetlands. It's literally 15, 20 minutes past, a little bit before Lake Las Vegas. And it's an absolutely cool spot. No one's ever there. There's a bunch of water flowing. I take my dogs there. They love it. There's so many spots. I just went hiking to Mary Jane Falls 2 days ago. Went up to Mary Jane Falls and Mount Charleston. It was absolutely beautiful hike. And Vegas is really hot right now, you know, as you know. So when you get out on the mountains like Mount Charleston, the air is a little bit cooler. The temperature drops. It's real nice. And then when you get to the top of Mary Jane Falls, they have these waterfalls flowing. It's absolutely incredible. You know, I'm actually going to go this weekend. I'm going out to Nelson's Landing, and that's a little cool cliff jumping spot in Lake Mead. You go hit the cliff, jump off the cliff. So I'm going to go kayaking out there, bring my kayaks out there. You know, there's so much to do outside out here in Vegas, and people really don't understand that. You got the Red Rocks, you got Valley of Fire, Mount Charleston, Lake Mead. There's so much to do, and I personally think people have to get outside, man. People have to get outside. It's good for the soul. It's good for the mind. It's just good to disconnect from, you know, living in the big city. Getting outside, it's really good for the soul, man. It's really good.
Well, if you're in town, I'll be out for the big pay-per-view, and I'm going to go hiking with a lot of the guys from Tenors of Rock, if you're familiar with them, the big show there. We're going to go. We'd love to have you join us. It'll be a lot of fun.
Hey, man, I'm there. Count me in.
All right, we will definitely be in touch. I want to thank you for your time. Hopefully, we'll be able to get you back on very, very soon. If not, I'll see you in a couple of weeks. I know we got your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Awesome. You're the man, Randy. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your time, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks out in Vegas.
Yes, sir. See you soon. Have a good one.
You as well. That is Rhino, better known as Ryder Newman. We will have him back on. And, yeah, I'm going to take him hiking with all the boys from Tenors of Rock there, Matt.
Well, how come I can't go hiking with you guys?
Well, I think it's obvious.
Well, he's cool and talented and
yeah, I invited him, but I didn't invite you. So that's how it's broken down. All right, one segment left, and then you can get in your vehicle and drive to Green Bay, where there is absolutely nothing other than the stadium. That is the only thing there, and we'll talk about it when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Jorge Gamebred Masvidal, the baddest motherfucker and the fighter of the year, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
All right, so since I know you haven't been watching Tough, and at least in this particular portion, it's okay because you're traveling. Next week's fighter, who is coming from Alex's team, so they're sitting at 0-3. He says that he carries a golf glove around with him all the time.
Okay.
Any idea why he carries a golf glove? Golf glove?
Yeah, in case like they need somebody to fill in a foursome, you're ready to go. That's why I wear their appropriate clothing when I go to every event.
No, he doesn't do it because of your knucklehead reason you do. He always has a golf glove because he's always ready to tee off.
I like it.
I thought it was awesome. I really clever. Did. It was pretty funny.
Very clever.
Yes. What did I say I was going to fill you in on? I already forgot.
Green Bay, about what to do in Green Bay.
Right.
I can be talked off the ledge. I mean, I don't have to drive 2 hours north. I can go back through Chicago to get to Michigan. So, but you know, I thought because of the historic, you know, stadium, the Lambeau Field, you know, I don't really know much about Green Bay, but I figured there'd be something to do.
I spent a year there one weekend, and okay, thanks. Literally, now granted, I didn't go out looking. You know, I'm not like you. This guy, people that are listening to this show, and we already know that Matt's out there a little bit. Matt's driving around the country, no idea where he's going. He ends up at a garage sale or a flea market or a pawn store and ends up with a brand new Nintendo from like 1909. You're the only guy that can do that. I think I ticked him off, and then he hung up. Perfect. You disappeared.
I'm sorry. I know it got disconnected, but I'm back. I miss.
No, I was saying how you're the only guy that can go into flea markets, pawn stores, garage sales, and you find a brand-new Nintendo in the box that was, you know, invented in 1812.
No, I mean, it was the jackpot of the jackpots. And then we went to the Children's Museum in St. Louis, and they have a huge Nintendo where you jump on the buttons. Like, it's a huge, it's kind of like the movie Big with the piano keys. They have a controller that's on the floor, and so you play the Mario Brothers, the original, on this mass team-building joystick. And so, you know, one person stands on movement, one person jumps up and down on the buttons. So it's cool to bring in the stuff that we grew up with to my children as they're growing up to show them the history, and it's pretty cool. So it's great experiences on the road.
I almost think I know the answer to this, and the answer is probably going to be you just make it up, but you know, how do you know? Can you turn that phone off, please?
Yes, sir.
Can't believe that your two-year-old daughter is smarter than you are. How do you know where to go? You don't prepare for a radio show. You don't prepare to make pizza. You don't prepare a schedule on that LZ thing on the back of your Jeep. But you know where to go and find a tower built of coolers.
Well, here's the thing about life. You know, I consider myself to be the luckiest guy on earth.
And I can tell you why. Hold on a second. I can tell you why you're the luckiest guy on earth.
What was that?
Well, because you're supposed to be in an ocean because you were born with no lungs. Nothing?
I got my internet here is terrible.
I told you that. You're the luckiest person.
I know, but
because you're supposed to be living in an ocean because you were born with no lungs.
That's true. The lung thing helps, but then you know the way I live my life. It's you know the true definition of lucky or textbook definition is when preparedness meets opportunity. So you know I'm just lucky in the fact of like I'm ready for an opportunity and I position myself to be able to take advantage of those opportunities. So I pull into a city, I see a sign, I go to a market, I walk around, I check in you know with locals, see what they do, where to go. And then I come across things that people would see as remarkable, but I just see as just being prepared.
All right. So my question for you would be this. We have traveled to New York. We traveled South Florida. We traveled. Where else did we go that I got stuck in a hotel with you?
Atlanta. We went to Atlanta.
No, where was it? It was a really sweet hotel.
We went to Denver.
All right. I thought it was like
the 25th anniversary.
All right. So we've traveled 4, 5, 6 times, and we sit in a hot dog restaurant, and we go back to the hotel and do nothing. But now you're able to find all this cool stuff.
Well, look, if you want to go back to Brooklyn with me, like we did for 223, the number one list of Hall of Fames on the unique Hall of Fames of the world, number one. Is the Roller Derby Hall of Fame in Brooklyn, New York. So next time, instead of going out to Coney Island and eating hot dogs and pizza, we're going to go to Hall of Fames. Actually, Randy, we should make a Hall of Fame tour around the country where you and I just go to all the Hall of Fames.
I believe that there's one not far from Madison Square Garden that I believe is a sex toy Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
I think I walked by it. Yep. right by my favorite pizza shop. They were dollar slices. It was awesome.
Yeah, Pizza Bros.
It was definitely cool.
There's a Buckaroo Hall of Fame. There's a Croquet Hall of Fame in West Palm Beach, Florida. There's an Insurance Hall of Fame in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
There's the Tennis Hall of Fame. The Tennis Hall of Fame was somewhere around Tampa Bay, I believe. The Golf Hall of Fame is over in St. Augustine. I mean, there's a lot. There's that Water Hall of Fame up off of, the interstate on the way to Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, so should we start a Hall of Fame, Randy? Do you think we should create our own Hall of Fame?
Well, if we do that, I'm going to do it like some of the other bogus Hall of Fames, and I'm just going to put people in for no reason.
No, but we could do like a buffet Hall of Fame, and we just travel around the country eating all the different buffets, steak, seafood.
I'm in.
and we'll create the foundation. We'll create the thing. We'll give our plaques and awards to the top 10 best buffets in the country.
That's probably the best.
Create our own Hall of Fame.
That's probably the best idea you've ever had.
Yeah, I think it'd be awesome. And look, if it comes from Randy Harris, you know it's good. I mean, forget Guy Fieri, which I was at Guy Fieri's restaurant in Branson this week. Forget him as far as an authority on food. I trust Randy Harris's recommendation on steak and crab legs. And that seafood boil you made for your anniversary looked phenomenal.
It wasn't as good as it looked. It was good, but I'm going to critique myself that I made some mistakes. It's the first time I've ever done it. I went and bought the $200 pot and all that crap from one of the big box stores and didn't even use it. I used the pots that we had. I didn't season it properly, which I'm glad because it just means I get to do it again.
Well, seasoning is important. In pizza, it's all in the oils and the stone. And the more you cook on it, the better the flavor. Same thing with a Chinese wok. You cook a stir fry and a brand new one. It doesn't have nearly the flavor as it does with a cast iron seasoned wok from New York.
Sure. No, I'm going to get it all down. I'm going to get it done. We've told the story, or Sean has told the story before. We went to like a 14-star steakhouse up in New York that they were having me talk about. And the chef came out all proud of himself, and I guess he asked, I don't remember, but I guess he asked what we thought. And I was like, it was all right.
We expect nothing less than that. I mean, a five star from Randy Harris would probably be like a golden unicorn.
Yeah, you know, everything checks in about a 7 or 8. My whole family's like, you never get a great, you never get, it's okay, it's all right, it's okay. All right, so we are out of time. I want to thank all of our guests. Obviously, I want to thank our sponsors. Most importantly, I want to thank your wife, because she is an angel, A, to put up with you, and B, to allow you to continue doing this, because I wouldn't, but I want to thank them for doing it. You're off to either Green Bay or Chicago. I would say go back.
I'm off to Duke. I'm to Rufus's. Call them. Let them know I'm coming.
I'm going to let them know you're coming. I'm going to make sure they lock it all up and board it up. All right, until next week, and we have two shows next week. We will be live in the studio on Wednesday. Next Thursday, I'll be live down in Fort Lauderdale. We'll talk more about it on Wednesday. See everybody next week.
Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.